are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
So in exploring the theme of the tongue as a tool for blessing and cursing, we are confronted with the profound truth articulated in the passages such as James 3:9-10, which poignantly contrasts the dual capacity of the tongue. The biblical theme underscores the immense power inherent in our words, capable of either uplifting and edifying or tearing down and causing harm. We are joined on the line by my elder, Elder Nyambeta, who's going to be helping us to explore ukuthi, can the tongue really bless and curse? Mdala, good morning. How are you?
Siyaphila Khondo, kunjani?
We are good, Mdala wami. I hope that you are well. Thank you for joining us.
I'm not well, man. It's feverish. I'm feverish, man. It's the time. It's that season time, man. Yeah.
Siyafan, we are the same. But nonetheless, Mdala wami, I'm going to ask that, can you please pray for us before we start?
Okay. Our Heavenly Father, Tito Tande Kaise Kaizulu, we are about to explore your words. There is nothing we can do to go to the guy without conducting you first. Help us to expand it. Help us so that one day it can help us to see ourselves to eternity. In Christ Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, we're speaking about curses and blessings that flow through from the tongue, you know, because sometimes we do say things that at the end of the day, you know, they hurt us or they hurt people. Yeah. So looking at the book of James chapter 3, verses 9-10, when it's illustrating, you know, the dual capacity of the tongue for blessings and curses, can you just talk to us about what that particular scripture has? Says them, Dalawami. I have it open if you want me to read it.
Okay, can you read it even yourself?
Yes, it says here, James 3, verses 9 to 10. It says, with the tongue we praise our Lord and Father, mm-hmm. and with it we curse men who have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth come praise and cursing. My brothers, this should not be.
There's a saying that I like most of the time that says, whatever we are saying from our mouth, mm-hmm. we need to be careful.
Yeah.
In the old days, our old people, abantu abadala, in Xhosa, there's a saying that says, you will never be something. And I think sometimes it depends to the one who's saying it. Mm-hmm. And at the same time, maybe the one who's listening it. How does he or she accept this saying? But to me, the one who's saying it, I need to be careful because mouth creates.
Okay. Network. It's the network, Bazalan. Ningawar. Don't worry. Okay, let's do this. Let's call Mdalax. Mdala ini. Get direct caller. Let's call him directly so that we can have this conversation. Mdala, are you back?
I'm fine. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay.
I was trying to stop a call.
Okay, no, it's fine.
I was saying we need to be careful of what we are saying with our mouth to other people. Because whatever we are saying, it creates. That umuntu angabiyo into that mhlawumbe he may be in the future. So that means we need to guard what we are saying. Because umlomo uyadala.
Yes.
Umlomo yathini yadala. And ngegoku iphinde ixhomekeke to the listener who's listening what I'm saying to him or her. How does he or she accept it? And what it creates to his mind or her mind. But what is important here, we need to be careful of what we are saying. You see? We need to be careful of what you are saying. Because one day when that person angaphumeleli elifeni, maybe I'm gonna be the part.
Mm.
Maybe I'm the part of that person that he never made it to life. Because even though that end is kulumayong mlomo wam are not fruitful, are not building, are not that as a archi. I say James chapter 3.
Yeah.
And it's a very deep verse.
Mm.
It's a very deep verse. Because Uchiko, remember, if you still remember last year, I said, God is so powerful.
Mm.
This table is black, but God said this table is red.
Mm.
Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because when God speaks, he creates.
Mm.
But we people, abantu esingabo, we need to be careful. I was looking at the scripture, chapter Ephesians,
mm-hmm.
chapter 4, verse 29. Mm. Chapter 4, verse 29, it says, let no corrupt communication
mm-hmm.
proceed out of your mouth. You see,
mm.
let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth.
Yes.
But what which is good to use of to use edifying, that is may minister grace unto the hearers.
Mm-hmm.
So meaning we need to guard what we're saying in our mouth. Because umlomo uyadala, man. Like what Xhosa, we have abantwana, ladies who are called them ononsokolo. What is nonsokolo in English? I'm trying to come up with this name. Ononsokolo. Abazali bethu used to give us amagama. Like when you listen to this name, ununsokolo.
Mm.
And you notice that we follow those names and you will sogola from the rest of your life.
Mm.
Because indlela that we said the time we gave the child a name, you see, kange siyijonge into bangaba, in the next future, may this thing build this child or this thing destroy this child or this mm-hmm. person. This is why I'm saying now, the tongue is so powerful that whatever we're saying, we need to be careful.
Mm.
Mm. Yes. Uh-huh.
So with this understanding, Mdalawami, that we need to be careful, you know, with what we are saying, you know, what factors now influence whether our words tend to bring blessings or cursings into the lives of others? Because sometimes, you know, abantu, they say things out of anger. Sometimes they say things out of happiness. When they're happy, that's where they bless. But what are those influences, you know, that play, have a role there?
I like what you're saying. Sometimes people say things out of anger.
Mm.
You see? And when you say things out of anger, unomsindo, and you will realize later, indobangaba, what did I tell you? What did I say to this person?
Mm.
But ekugqibeleni, you already said it. And remember, it's not easy to bring something to you that you already spoken out.
Mm-hmm.
Do you hear me?
Mm.
Yabon? So this is why I'm saying, like as we speak now, I'm reminded of a story. Of a story about Balaam and the Balak, no Balak in the Bible. I think the book of Numeri, chapter 23, when Balak came and said to Balaam, he must come and curse the Israelites.
Mm-hmm.
Because when Balak saw the Israelites, they were growing mindfully, they were growing physically, and God was blessing them. And now when King Balak saw them, that this nation is going bigger and bigger, and they are blessed every day. Then he called Balaam and said, come and curse these people.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, Balaam was a prawo, and remember, Balaam was a king of Israel at that time. And I like the words that Balaam used. Balaam says, how can I curse what God blesses?
Yeah.
You see?
Mm.
So now, in other words, if that thing can come to our mind before we speak, think before this thing that I'm going to say is ungena kanjani, how this person is going to accept it.
Mm.
You see? because ezinye izinto sizithetha sinomsindo. So now when Balaam, when Balaam, Balaam saw this, thanks God, maybe in my mind, he was reminded that it's only God who's the one who's blessing.
Mm.
And why me curse something that God is blessing? So now he said to Guladika, to King Balaam, I'm going to go to Balak. No, my king, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going. So if we can develop that mind, if we can develop that spirit, we can develop that mind before we talk, before we say something to people, kala uive, uihlafune, taste it, that is this thing going to build this person or is going to destroy this person?
Indeed, Mfundisi wami. And because sometimes, we don't think, we just say it out because it must be said.
We don't think, we just say it. We just say it.
And
because sinemisindo sicaphukile. And remember, our mind, ingqondo zethu zinoxinizelelo. Ingqondo zethu, there's a lot that goes through our mind. Izinto that we are living it apha emhlabeni, izinto that we are going through, ezinye izinto siziva sesizithethile. And so, we need to be careful of those things.
Mm-hmm. When one hour now, we did read the book of James, but when we're looking at other scriptures, Mdalawami, do we find some scriptures that teach us or that gives us principles in terms of the tongue and how we should use words, for building and encouraging and everything else? I remember, I think there's one in the book of Proverbs that says that when you are angry, hey, be careful of your tongue, So do
that's
we?
That's what I was thinking. That's what I was thinking while I'm standing. The Book of Proverbs. Yes. Say it.
So do we have those verses that caution us in terms of what we are saying or what we are allowing our tongue to say?
And everything that God needed us to do is in the Bible.
Okay.
And the Bible's got every answers. We might not go through them now, but this professor just spoke about the Proverbs one. Every package that we need to guard ourselves with. Remember, it's written for us so that we never do mistakes that the previous people did. We need to learn from those mistakes. But unfortunately, because of we are living in a world of sin, and we are born in sin. And sikhula esonweni, ezazinto, those things are not easy for our minds to do. Sometimes siziva sesizenzile. But yona iBhayibhile yona got everything for ourselves to correct ourselves with. Yonke into thixo ibekile iBhayibhile. Even any topic that we can come up with, it's a Bible. God, it's in the Bible. Because uthixo yena so far. But we saw at just here next to us. But God saw very far. Even singekazalwa. You see? Singekazalwa, uThixo has already prepared something that is going to guide us in life. So that this is the road that I'm going to travel it if I want myself to be. But because of there is this death disease that is called sin. There is this disease that called sin that causes us So, but what I'm trying to say, the Bible has got everything. It's got every answers that we need to go through one day. You see, even it can help the listeners. Just go to the Bible. Study it. Read it step by step. Slow. This is why in our church. Save that with this church, we develop a structure that says at least a day, study one chapter. Because in that chapter that you study for that day, you will notice that the there is an answer of the problem that you are going through right now. So the Bible's got every answers. So this is why I'm saying then what the listeners should study and go and dig for themselves today. Whatever we are saying with our mouth, we need to be careful, because at the end of the day, we don't need to destroy each other, because at the end of the day, God leads us to eternity.
Yeah. So, Mdalawami, as we are nearing the end here, how can we now cultivate a habit of speaking words that bring blessing and positivity into the lives of those around us?
Come again.
How can we now cultivate speaking a habit of speaking blessings, you know, to people around us? Because I believe if you are forever cursing and swearing at people, you for you to speak like that. Mm. But if you are forever speaking blessings, it means that you have also cultivated it, you know. But how can we now do that? How can we grow our vocabulary that every time we speak, we are blessing instead of cursing?
Zanel, this thing that you're asking me is very difficult.
Mm.
Why I'm saying it's very difficult? Everything that we need to do, remember, we need to be close to God, because it's only God who can help us not to do anything that is going to harm any person.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one thing that I think in my mind. Make sure that every day, you see that saying that says early in the morning before you woke up, speak to God.
Yes.
Speak to God. While you speak to God, you are telling God to guide you, to protect you. Like God to help you, so that whatever thing that you are going to say or you are going to do to just only for this day, God might help you.
Mm.
And there is nothing we can do unless we can come to God.
Mm.
We need to be with you. We need to go to God. We need God to help us. We need God. Because a call don't just no ends that we not. Remember, Zanele, that I said to you in the beginning, we are running in the river of sin. So in minds, our minds every time always think sin.
Mm.
Our minds, our acts always do sin. You see? So there's only one thing that can help us. Before you leave, before you start the day, before you do anything in the morning, just take yourself to God. Then God will help you to guide whatever you're going to say that is not going to harm people. Then when you come home later, then you come and bless God. Even if you are going to say it. Remember, you prayed. Remember, we pray. We see a tandas. But after home tandas, see pin, the church is in, is it wrong?
Hey.
See a tandas. We do pray in the morning. Mm. But during the day, sitting the senses, you know, that thing is wrong.
Mm.
But that doesn't mean talk about God throw us away. Because if I believe it, ukuba ubani uthe wona, remember, sinom tetele. You see?
Yeah.
That's only the medicine that I can say to you now. Mm. In the morning, before you do anything, just pray to God. So that uthixo akusize, because thina singabantu besono, that yonke into esiyenzayo nje, it's sin. We think sin, we talk sin, we laugh sin, we run sin, we eat sin every day of our lives. But it's only God who can help us.
Indeed. Hey, Mpundis, Dalawami, thank you so much, you know, for coming through and speaking to us about that one and understanding that there is power of life and death, you know, in our tongues
yes.
to curse. So I'm going to ask Mdala that, can you please pray for us as people that, you know, we may be mindful of what we say.
Okay. Enkosi Mzali, Enkosi Thixo othandekayo, Enkosi Mongameli, Enkosi Mdali wezulu nomhlaba. Zonke izinto Thixo othandekayo zikwintende yesandla sakho. Please, Thixo wethu, as we grow, as we travel along our lives before we reach our destination, help us, whatever we are saying in our mouth, whatever we are doing, it might not harm those who are around us. Because at the end of the day, we need ourselves to enter heaven so that we might enjoy life with you for eternity. For those who are listening today, basize bawo, bancede mzali, just ngale small nkulumo Thixo othandekayo, help them so that they can go and dig more and study more that what you need for us to do. Egqibeleni singabi ngabantu abatheni abakhubekisanayo. enkosi ba usivile enkosi ba bonathi ngoKristu inkosi yethu amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Mdala, thank you so much for coming through. Till we chat again tomorrow.
Thank you so much, Dr. Sagan. Bye-bye, Zanel.
Bye-bye. Bye.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.